A number of beaches throughout the Great Lakes region have been closed over the years because of high counts of E. coli bacteria. However, some beaches are never closed. That's because they're never tested for the bacteria. The federal government is now offering states money for testing and notification, but the $2 million is to be split among 30 states. Brad Wilson is with the Michigan Office of Clean Water Action.
It really falls far short of the needs of the state of Michigan as well as the rest of the Great Lakes states to be able to monitor the water, to know and notify people that it actually is safe to go in.
The money will allow states to begin testing beaches that never have been tested for E. coli. It will also allow states to test more often at beaches that have had high bacteria counts in the past. However, Wilson says because there's so little money, some states might not even bother to apply for the funds. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Lester Graham.